With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Mercer Library will be closed for several weeks starting Wednesday. Renovations are set to begin in January. WXPR's Katie Thorson takes us through those improvements and how the community can help.
In the coming months, the Mercer Library will have an upgraded memory lab, extra meeting spaces, and meeting pods for remote workers or telehealth visits. Library Director Julia Pusateri says the $150,000 renovation is about making sure the library evolves as the world around it does.
And Mercer Library is one of the only places, if not the only place, that has access to true broadband internet. So for visitors to the area, for a regular, you know, year-round residence, the library is the only place to really engage in a modern 21st century world.
Before they can get construction crews in to update the library, staff needs help packing things up. Between December 27th and January 4th, the library is calling on volunteers to help assemble about 800 boxes, pack up books, tear down shelving, and move everything into an on-site storage container.
We just need as many hands to help us out with this. So if you are able to come and move the couch, that's great. We love that. But if all you can do is come and sit and help tape up boxes and get things labeled, that is incredible, and we would love to have everybody on both ends who can come and help us out.
The library has a list of dates and times posted on Facebook that it needs volunteers. Pusateri says calling and signing up for a shift is great, but just showing up when you can is also helpful. Once the library is cleared out, staff will be working out of the Mercer Senior Center and Mercer Town Hall a couple times a week. People will still be able to check out and return items.
One of the great things about us being a part of the Northern Waters Library System is we have an incredible crew of people who are all helping me manage the logistics of this. So our patrons will still have access to 29 other libraries' collections of materials.
Pusateri says they're planning for a late February reopening, but it could be sooner or later depending on how the renovations go. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Fire struck a garage and an attached home in Antigo. The City of Antigo Fire Department was called out just after 2 a.m. Saturday to a home in the 500 block of Fifth Avenue. When firefighters arrived, everyone in the home had been safely evacuated with the help of Antigo police. The garage at the rear of the home was fully engulfed in flames, and the fire was spreading to the second story of the home. Antigo Fire Chief Corey Smith said in a release that cold weather conditions made fighting the fire challenging. A mutual aid box alarm was requested to bring additional personnel to help at the scene from Rural Fire Control and fire departments from the town of Antigo, Burnhamwood, Hatley, and Merrill. Burnhamwood EMS and the Antigo Street Department also helped. The fire originated in the garage, but an exact cause has not yet been determined. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that would remove federal protections for gray wolves nationwide. WPR's Daniel Keating reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany co-sponsored the bill. It would delist the gray wolf from the Endangered Species Act. The legislation would also bar courts from reviewing the decision. Tiffany, who is running for Wisconsin governor, said on the House floor that the wolf status has bounced between being listed and delisted.
Wisconsinites know best when it comes to managing Wisconsin's wolf population, and it's long past time we empowered Wisconsinites to be able to manage the gray wolf population once again.
State wildlife regulators say they stand ready to manage wolves. Wisconsin law mandates a wolf hunt when the animal isn't under federal protection. If delisted, some House Democrats say wolves would be hunted to extinction. The bill now heads to the Senate, where its prospects remain unclear. Daniel Keating, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. Today is the last day to register public comment on the Trump administration's proposed changes to the Endangered Species Act. Suzanne Potter reports.
The new rules would make it easier to take a species off the endangered list and harder to add new species or designate critical habitat. They would also weaken federal oversight of development projects in sensitive areas. Rabbi Daniel Swartz with the Coalition on the Environment and Jewish Life says petitions opposing the changes have attracted signatures from more than 9,000 Christian evangelicals and 1,000 leaders of many faiths.
It's something that we naturally gravitate towards in terms of just valuing life around us. And while we each approach it through the lens of our particular faith tradition, there's that shared sense of awe and wonder at the world and appreciating it as an expression of the divine.
The Department of the Interior says the revisions are consistent with President Donald Trump's directives to strengthen American energy independence and improve regulatory predictability. Specifically, it would eliminate the blanket rule that automatically gives newly listed threatened species the same protections as endangered species unless a species-specific rule is written. To add their voice to the debate on this issue, people can go to the public comment section of regulations.gov by the end of the day today. Swartz says environmental protection benefits humans, not just animals and plants.
When you harm the environment, the people who get hurt first and foremost are the most vulnerable, and that's precisely who we're told to take care of in faith traditions: the widow, the orphan, the stranger, the ones whose voices have been ignored.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Wisconsin Republicans are threatening to impeach Judge Hannah Dugan if she does not resign after her obstruction conviction. Federal prosecutors accused Dugan of distracting federal agents who wanted to arrest an illegal immigrant in the Milwaukee County Courthouse and sending the man out of her courtroom through a private door. A jury convicted her of felony obstruction Thursday. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.